Hi, I'm Chad McGeehee, an outreach specialist for the Center for Healthy Minds. And I'm one of the mindfulness teachers for our school-based contemplative practice interventions. And I know firsthand from being a classroom teacher and instructional coach for many years how difficult it can be to be a teacher day in and day out. And part of the promise that contemplative practice offers is changing our way of relating to things. The world around teachers may continue to be difficult. Home situations, situations in the wider community may continue to be challenging. And the teacher's ability to meet those circumstances day in and day out are going to continue to allow them to impact students. One of the practices that I've benefited from, and many teachers have benefited from, and in our interventions, is a loving kindness practice. And in this practice, we cultivate a particular way of being with our experience. So it starts with finding the body in the chair in a comfortable way, and just allowing the body to settle. Maybe taking a few breaths. And we'll offer ourselves, the teachers, wishes of well-being. So I'll say these out loud and you can offer these wishes to yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And just notice the effect in the body and mind of offering these wishes. Whatever's there is okay. And now let's offer these same wishes to our students. So bringing your students to mind, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And again, whatever sensations or thoughts or emotions come up, just allow them to be there as we begin this process of cultivating a way of being with our experience that promotes our own well-being and the well-being of those around us. Thank you for exploring this loving kindness practice with us. Hopefully it was beneficial for you. I know as a teacher, oftentimes difficult situations arise in our classroom, in our communities. And these practices can be a way for us to relate to our experience in ways that promote kindness and well-being, not only for ourselves, but for our students. So I invite you to continue to explore these practices in your role as a teacher, and explore how it might benefit you and those around you.